The Turkish public health system has collapsed here in Iskenderun. The Indian Army is filling the gap. Its field hospital in a school is the only health facility serving a pre-earthquake population of a quarter of a million people.
Initially we had traumas, loss of limb, head and chest traumas, patients who were buried in the rubble. We had to do an amputation to save a life of a patient. His leg was gangrenous. Then finally we have stabilized him and moved him to Adana. Now the patient profile is changing, and now gradually more of the infectious diseases are coming in.
The Turkish government has struggled to cope with a disaster of this scale, so its citizens are relying on aid from across the world. On the morning of the quake, Hamide Serac says everywhere was hell.
I thought I was going to die, and I started reciting my final prayers. We don't know what we'll do next. We're on the street. There was another tremor just a moment ago, and we're outside.
The public hospital, opposite the school, is in too dangerous a condition to consider reopening. With more than a million people homeless across southeastern Turkey, many living in tents, there's an increased risk of a widespread outbreak of disease.
The Indian Army says it'll only consider leaving Turkey when the number of patients it's treating begins to level off. There's no sign of that happening now. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Iskenderun.